Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union.
WTTSFM.com.
Well, Dermot, welcome to Indianapolis. I believe your first time in our city.
Yeah, first time ever.
And it kind of feels like Ireland out right now.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Brought the weather for you. Yeah. You started by writing, correct? Writing was your first passion in music.
I guess, yeah. It was like I started playing the guitar, I mean, when I was 11 or 12. And then I think I started writing songs in around 14, 15. And then it's always been, it's nice to kind of free yourself from writing just for a song sometimes and to kind of not have to structure things and not have to sort of fit it around everything got to do with the song. So it's kind of freeing in a way, yeah.
What are your writing inspirations as a 14-year-old?
Yeah, I don't know. Nah, like, I couldn't even tell you. Like, it's just, that was just figuring it out. I mean, I was starting to be inspired by, like, the Ray LaMontagnes and, like, Glenn Hansard's and stuff. And so I was trying to kind of just copy those guys at that age and trying to be able to deliver something in that way and that kind of thing. So, yeah, and I was just finding my feet.
And at what point do you realize, oh, my gosh, I have a pretty good voice, too?
I don't know. I mean, classic thing. I used to sing in the car when my mom was driving. And I remember my sister was obsessed with Westlife, so I was always singing Westlife songs in the car. And then it was that thing where that you can kind of see them in the rear view, like, a bit, sort of, because you're, like, louder than most people. And I got this, like, yeah.
You're here now playing tonight at Hi-Fi, and you're in Chicago for Lollapalooza?
Yes.
This coming weekend?
Yeah, on the 3rd, yeah.
Your first big American festival?
We've done a couple. The first one was Bonnaroo, I think almost. That was last year, and we've done a few since, but this will be the biggest one yet. Yeah, I think so.
And impressions going into this of playing in America at festivals like this versus playing back home in Ireland? Is there a difference you approach the shows to?
A little bit. It's like we played, you see, it's constantly surprising these days because people are actually coming along and they know the words and that sort of thing. Like, we played in Mopop in Detroit the other day, and it's just like I'm still surprised at the amount of people that kind of turn out and sing along. It's really kind of, it's just really sort of fun to see and kind of encouraging and just gives you a bit of confidence doing it, yeah.
Well, it's fun to have you here. We're so excited to have you in Indianapolis. Let's hear it for Dermot Kennedy in Sun King Studio 92.